I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is all about, you know, fostering trust, transparency, and making sure that we prevent any type of, unnecessary unrest issue in our community due to the lack of trust or transparency.
What else do you think the public needs to know from you, City Councilwoman Helen Willis, when it comes to community, when it comes to policing, or whatever we need to know about the city of South Fulton?
Well, we also, we also voted and passed another policy. And what that does is it incorporates the six pillars of the 21st century policing into our police policy. The 21st century policing is all about the community, the police division, and policymakers working together. And it's built around six tenets. And those six tenets are required for the organization to build trust and legitimacy, establish policy and oversight, use technology and social media, focus on community policing and crime reduction. And also it requires our officers to go through training and education, and also promote officer wellness and safety. Those are the six tenets of police, 21st century policing. And then using those six tenets, what 21st century policing requires is for the community, for the police division, and for our residents to work together to come up with policies that will be conducive for the community as a whole. And so with the police, 21st century policing, some of the things that will come out of that is that our police department will have to create a use of force review board. They will have to make sure they provide regular crime statistics to our community. They will have to use technology to promote some of the transparency in fighting crime. And so I know some of our officers right now have body cameras. And when they have to, they remove their guns from the holster, it initiates the body camera. If they have any type of, they do a traffic stop, it automatically initiates the body camera. So those are some of the things that we have in place now that promote technology and transparency and help fight crime. And they also will have to develop a neighborhood solutions as it relates to crime. And they have to engage youth in stopping crime. So one of the things that we are looking to do is bring back our PAL program, and that will help our police officers engage in youth.
Now, what was the PAL program?
Police Association League. Okay. And so the Police Association League will have sports programs in it, and that will help them engage with youth. And, you relate a lot of times to that that risk between that risk age group between 13 and 16. A lot of times you reach that youth age category through sports. And we had a power program prior to becoming a city. But the funding just wasn't there for us to continue it. But we are, as a city, looking to bring that back. And most importantly, the 21st century policies require that our police officers go through and implement additional de-escalation training. And so these are the things that we are being proactive in doing in reforming our police policies. our police officers operate with integrity. We have not had not one social injustice issue in our region. We have a pretty good relationship with our officers. Unlike every department, our police division is not perfect, but I would say overall, we are doing great things in the city of South Fulton, and our police chief is one of the best police chiefs in the nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.